Well, Gary, congratulations. You've had more emphatic wins and you've scored more picturesque goals, but how satisfied are you with that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's no pictures when the score comes in tonight. It just says 1-0, and that's the most important thing at this stage. We win games, and I thought we showed great desire and determination in a game that was difficult, a game where we were always going to be tired. It was both teams didn't look at their best as they have been recently, but we managed to grind it out and get over the line.
The Senegal was clearly a turning point, and there seems to be a difference of opinion. The Rochdale camp suggesting that maybe the red card could have even been the other way around.
I don't think so, no. I think Pearce has tried to win the ball and clearly fouled him. It's a yellow card in anyone's book, I think. You know, to say otherwise is wrong. And I would be very disappointed if any of my players reacted the way their player reacted. You can't do that in football, everyone knows that. And I think the ref got it spot on.
As this run goes on, do you sense that this group of players is getting stronger and stronger mentally, or do you worry at some point there may be a frailty with a finishing line coming soon?
No, I don't worry at all about this group of players. I think they've showed time and time again their character and their determination to win football matches and take this club and back up the leagues. I think today, at home, it can be difficult against 10 men. It sometimes galvanises the away team, and it certainly did that today. They had great desire, Rochdale, and I thought they were magnificent second half. And we had to show a lot of patience, a lot of quality, and then in the end, a lot of grit in the last 10 minutes to see the game out.
6 points over Easter, Gary. 18 games unbeaten, 1 point off the top. Can you hang on? Can you do it in the next 7 games and get automatic promotion?
No, I hope we don't hang on. I hope we do it convincingly. And I think at the minute we're a team full of confidence, full of belief, and we'll continue to do that. We have to recover from what is a very difficult period. To play 2 games in 3 days is a big ask physically, and I thought we coped well with that. Now we recover and look to Shrewsbury.
You brought Jason Pearce back. He got a yellow card. You brought him off. Was that a tactical thing or was he injured?
Purely tactical. We ended up playing with Yannick and Connor as wing-backs, which is something we would normally do. It was mainly to get, you know, we played with 2 full-backs as centre-backs so they could carry the ball out from defence, and then when we got 1v1s, it was our wingers rather than our full-backs in the higher area. So it was a tactical shift. We had to think a lot second half and how we were going to break them down. Harris coming on helped us in that regard to get space in between the lines. And as I said, I thought we deserved to score more than the one goal that we did.
You must be pleased with the substitutions because you changed it last time around against Bradford City and Harris Vujicic got the winner, and same again this time with Conor McElhaney.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I've got a good group of players and a squad to pick from. So it's quite easy to, you know, when you look back and see the quality that we have on the bench, it's pretty easy to make those substitutions.
And the next game away at Shrewsbury, how do you see that one?
Very difficult. I said before, this league is, you know, a challenge for every game because every team is honest, every team is hard working and make you work for everything you get. We struggled here to beat Shrewsbury. We beat them 1-0 and we're hanging on at the end. So Saturday again, away from home, is another huge challenge.
And an oddity here today. You've got a League One game in football and then tonight Wigan Warriors against Hull Kingston Rovers. I suspect you're hoping for a Wigan double.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic for the town that we can host 2 big sporting events, and it's something that we should look to try and do more of and bring both clubs together. But hopefully we've kind of got the first part done, and hopefully the Warriors can make it a great day for the whole town.